You're listening to the Parkside Christian Church podcast. Here at Parkside, our mission is to love God, love people, and help others do the same. To learn more, visit ParksideChristian.com.
In 2009, I took my first international trip with this church, with my youth group, and we went to the Dominican Republic. We went to a Christian camp called Centro Cristiano, and I met a young man there. Let's see if we can get this picture up. I know it's a little blurry. It's because back in the day, we didn't have high-definition cameras, right? But the guy right there at the center, right, that's a young man, high school student named Aori. And I knew he was sharp. Like, the whole time we were talking, I'm like, dude, you're on a whole nother level. Like, I'm playing checkers, and you're playing chess. We are super excited because this trip was with Eastern Dominican Christian Mission. And today, we are blessed to have Eastern Dominican Christian Mission here. Ryan, the leader of this organization, and he brought three of the leaders within this organization, three of the pastors. But Aori is here too. Guys, come on up. I want to show you guys. Yeah. I've told people for a long time, I'd be cool with living in the Dominican because the people are awesome, the food is awesome, the coffee is awesome, the baseball's awesome. It's all awesome. It's great. Love it. But Aori, you can't just call him Aori now. You got to call him Doctor, right? Dr. Aori. Yeah. Give a round of applause for that. I didn't have many letters in front of my name. In fact, I didn't have any when I visited you in 2009. I still don't, right? You were more intelligent than I was then, and you're more intelligent, and you're doing some really cool things. All of you are doing some really cool things. So here's what I want to do, okay? We just had ICOM. I want to pray for these guys. All of you come over here so that everybody doesn't have to turn their heads to look at us. I want you guys, we're going to pray for you guys before you share with us today in the message time, but I also want you guys to represent all of our other mission partners that we're praying for. Ryan said first service, just how cool it is that people all around the world are worshiping God together today. Let's do that. Let's thank God for them, and let's pray for the work that you're doing in the Dominican Republic. God, we love you, and we know that you love us even more. That's pretty special. And God, we are so thankful for people like Aori and Jordani and Juan and Ryan and Lori and all of our other partners, Valak, you know, Sergey, Luba, Tanya, all the people that we support in the work that they're doing. But God, help us to not to just mail it in. Help us to do it too. Help us to join and come to the table for this beautiful worldwide church that you have. I love it, God, that you've invited us to go to work with you. Help us to show up. Help us to work hard. Help us to reach out to our neighbors. But Lord, right now we pray for all of our mission partners, and specifically we pray for the workers at Eastern Dominican Christian Mission. Lord, we pray for these guys that you would watch over their homes, watch over their families, help them as they reach out to the neighbors and their community, help them to also be connecting to you and filling up to you so that you are present in their lives and you are flowing into the lives of those around them. Guard them, Lord. Watch out for them. Help them to be the men that you want them to be. Oh, thank you so much, God, for the blessing it is to be a part of their spiritual family. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, amen. You all are in store for a good one today. So Ryan, I'll hand it over to you. Excellent. You guys aren't going to fall asleep today, I promise you.
Not if I have anything to do with it, right? Thank you, Matt. Well, good morning. It is so great to be here. And as Matt said, he was in the Dominican Republic quite some time ago and saw a young version of Aori. Two of our guys here, Aori and Jordani, I'm going to introduce them in a few minutes. But they've been with our mission since they were 12 or 13 years old. You know, that's when their moms would drag them to church as middle schoolers, and we watched them go through middle school, through high school, through college, through medical school, through our Bible Institute, and now, so many years later, guess what? They're running part of our mission. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. But not too much different as the first time I came to Parkside. I met this youth minister named Matt. He's not the youth minister anymore. He's the lead minister here, the lead minister. And it's so awesome to see you, Matt, watch you grow. And we pray the best here for Parkside. So thank you so much. A couple more thank yous. Thank you to Scott and Barb Mulhauser over here, our dear friends. They hosted us this week. We had cinnamon buns. We had donuts. We had all kinds of great things. And one special treat they got us for the ride home today is caramel apples, which do not exist in the Dominican Republic. So this afternoon, these guys are going to eat their first caramel apple. So I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll see how it goes. And it is really cool to have New International here. We actually partner with New International. We have worked just two separate missions, but we work together on the field some. And isn't that cool that you can have two different missions in two different places doing a lot of different things, but we come together, we unite together for one purpose, and that's to make disciples. Isn't that that's cool, isn't it? Now, I had no idea they were going to be here today. They had no idea we were going to be here today. They walked in and saw our booth. They're like, no way. Because we've been at this conference together this week. We've been chatting. I've been throwing candy over at their booth all week long. So it's really cool to have you guys here. We pray the best for you. But we are Eastern Dominican Christian Mission. We work in the Dominican Republic. I'm going to go real quick here because I want these guys to do most of the talking today. We currently have six church plants in six different cities, two different languages. We plant churches in Spanish. We plant churches in Creole, which is the native language of the Haitians, because we're on the same island as Haiti, and so many tens of thousands of Haitian immigrants have come over. And we believe as a mission, no matter the color of your skin, no matter what language you speak, you are a child of God, and you deserve to hear the gospel of Jesus in your own native tongue. So we've planted, amen. So we've planted several churches in Creole that only speak Creole, and they do their services that are culturally Haitian. And we do them in Creole. We have intentions of planting two more Spanish-speaking churches by the end of next year. We're putting together a plan to plant somewhere between three and five more Haitian churches in the next 2 years. We also have an E5 seminary, a Bible seminary. We have to train leaders, so we call it E5. And that we train the current generation and the next generation to be our leaders. These guys have all gone through our E5 seminary, and now they are our leaders today. We also have something called kingdom businesses. And these are the kingdom businesses that they're businesses that we start that generate money, and that money goes back into our ministries in the Dominican Republic. But we use our businesses as a bridge for the community to Jesus. We have a school of 450 children receiving a Christian education every single day. And the church that it's attached to uses that school to evangelize, to preach the gospel, and to bring people to Jesus. We have a water filtration plant that provides water to up to 10,000 people every single day, and that just opened in February. We have a medical clinic that we use where we go into the homes of people and take medicine to them, and then they come to our clinic several days a week to provide medical medicines and things like that that the community can't provide. And brothers and sisters here at Parkside, what I want to say to you today is thank you. I want to say thank you. Matt said he went down to the DR many years ago, and that's because Parkside has been partnering with our ministry for a very, very long time. Longer than Matt even knows. You can talk to Randy Shivers and some of those guys that have been around for about 100 years, and they came down to the just kidding, Randy. They came down to the DR about 100 years ago, and Parkside has partnered with us for all these years. And everything I just mentioned, we give God the glory, but I want to say thank you. Give yourselves a round of applause because you have been a part of every single one of these things. Amen? We really mean it. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting us be here. Now this morning, I want to talk to you about something a little bit different. When I was a child, I remember thinking that God only used superheroes of the faith. You know, I remember Billy Graham, right? You remember Billy Graham? I thought, man, that guy's unbelievable. How he speaks, how he teaches. Everybody in the world knows Billy Graham, and now you know Franklin Graham, and younger people, you know Stephen Furtick. And God uses these superheroes, right? And I always thought you had to be a superhero of the faith in order for God to use you. You know the chapter in Hebrews, chapter 11? It's kind of the faith chapter. And it goes through all these names of all these guys in the Old Testament and then the New Testament. And they're like superheroes of the faith. You know, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Noah. You know these guys, these stories. I've always thought they were superheroes. You know, we've even taught things like this as a youth minister. I remember using this graphic saying, heroes of the faith. And here's what I've learned as I've gotten older and I've been in ministry. God's not looking for superheroes. He's just looking for ordinary people that are willing to be used by him. These guys are actually not superheroes. If you study the life of Abraham, the only superpower he had was faithfulness. He was just faithful to Jesus. And here's what I want to say to you today, that God can use anybody to reach somebody anywhere. Can I get an amen on that? God can use anybody to reach somebody anywhere. You don't have to be a superhero in the faith for God to use you. And today I'm going to introduce you to three men that are ordinary men, but they're men living on mission for Jesus Christ. Men that are just living on mission, taking the Great Commission of Jesus seriously and trying to fulfill the Great Commission of Jesus. Before I introduce them to you, we're in Acts chapter 1. In Acts, Jesus gathers his disciples around like this, and he tells them something really, really powerful. But you have to understand the context of Jesus, of what Jesus says. First of all, Acts happens about a month after the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus. So these disciples, they saw him die, they saw him be crucified, they put him in the tomb, and then he was raised from the dead. He walked around on the earth for 40 days teaching and preaching, and then he gathers his disciples around. And he says, hey, I've got one more thing to tell you. Now, I don't know about you, but if I watch one of my really good friends and mentors, if I watch him die, and I know he's dead, and 3 weeks later he's in my living room and he tells me to go do something, I'm going to do it. Right? And this is the Messiah, the Savior, God. And God, Jesus, says, hey, I got one more thing for you. He says, I'm getting ready to send the Holy Spirit to you. In Acts chapter 1, 8, he says this, and you guys, you will receive power. Everybody say power. Power. Come on, say power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you're going to go out here and you're going to be my witnesses. Here in Jerusalem, then you're going to go over here to Judea, over here to Samaria, and you're going to go to the ends of the earth. And as you study the entire book of Acts, it's exactly what happens. And the book of Acts is not a story of superheroes. It's a story of ordinary men and women that are trying to live on mission for Jesus, being witnesses for Jesus Christ, and God gives them power to do amazing things. He uses Peter and John to heal people. He uses Stephen to stand in front of the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court, and give a testimony. He uses Philip to lead a eunuch to be baptized. And that is what we are called to do. If you are here this morning and you are a Christian, you are called to live on mission for Jesus. He's given us a mission to go and make disciples and to be his witnesses. The question simply is, are we doing it or not? So this morning I'm going to introduce you to three different men. Men that I truly believe, that I love dearly, and I believe are living on mission for Jesus. The first man I'm going to introduce you to, you've already met the younger version and the older version of this man. Dr. Ayodi runs all of our medical outreach in the Dominican Republic. And as you can imagine, the last several years have been a little bit tough in the medical field during this pandemic. And Ayodi was right in the middle of it. So would you please welcome to the stage Dr. Ayodi Fabian.
Hola, hola. Buenos días.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Para mí es un placer estar ante ustedes en esta mañana.
To be here, it's an honor for me to be here, a pleasure for me to be here in front of you this morning.
Siempre he tenido una pregunta en mi corazón.
I've always had a question in my heart.
Y en mi mente, claro está.
In my mind, I've always had a question.
Hey Dios, ¿qué tú quieres que yo haga?
God, what do you want me to do?
Quiero que ahora ustedes se pregunten lo mismo en su mente.
So I want you to ask yourselves that same question.
Dios, ¿qué tú quieres que yo haga?
I want you to ask yourself, God, what do you want me to do?
¿Dónde tú quieres que yo me mueva?
Where do you want me to go?
Porque estoy listo a hacerlo.
Because I'm ready to do it.
Quiero dividir la historia del tiempo de la pandemia en dos partes.
I want to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic, but in two parts.
Porque trabajo como médico.
Because I work as a doctor.
Y trabajo en la parte de misiones.
And I also work as a part, like a pastor, missionary.
En los hospitales en tiempo de COVID estaban llenos de personas enfermas. Y las que estaban en casa tenían miedo de ir para no infectarse también.
So during COVID, all of our hospitals were full and full of people who had COVID. And the other people on the streets that I work with were afraid to go to the hospitals because basically if you went to the hospital, you were going there to die.
Muchas personas se enfermaban en casa y no podían salir.
A lot of people got sick in their homes and they did not want to go to the hospital.
Personas con hipertensión, diabetes y otras enfermedades crónicas.
A lot of people with chronic diseases, with hypertension, with diabetes.
Como iglesia nos preparamos un plan para poder salir de nuestros hogares, exponernos y llevar salud a aquellos que sí necesitaban.
So since the people were in their homes, they weren't allowed to leave their homes, we decided to come up with a plan as a clinic and a church to take the medicine to them.
Lo poníamos todos en el carro e íbamos allá protegidos. Pero íbamos allá, orábamos por ellos y les dábamos los medicamentos próximos para un mes.
So we would take all the medicine that we needed, like a medicine for a whole month. We put it in our cars, put our team in our car, and we would drive around house to house, taking all the medicine they needed.
Vimos la mano de Dios obrar en cada casa que visitábamos.
And we saw the hand of God moving in every single house that we visited.
Pero había una problemática que también nos preocupaba, que era la alimentación.
But there was actually another problem, not just medicine, that came about that we noticed. And it was the lack of food in the homes.
Muchas personas perdieron sus empleos.
During COVID, a lot of people lost their jobs.
No podían pagar sus hogares.
They couldn't pay for rent in their homes.
Ni comprar comida para sus niños.
They couldn't buy food for their children.
Como iglesia y misión, hicimos un trabajo en todas las iglesias del este.
And so, as a church and a mission, we decided to make a plan to help give some relief.
Llevamos comida, llevamos palabra, y estas personas hoy pueden estar en la iglesia.
So not only did we take medicine, but we filled the car up with lots and lots of food. We take it house to house, giving their food. We gave them medicine, food, and the word of God.
Y siempre me estaré preguntando, hey Dios, ¿qué tú quieres que yo haga?
And those people now, or a lot of those people now that our churches are back open, have come to church, and I've always asked myself, okay, God, what do you want me to do now?
Estoy listo para hacer lo que tú quieras.
I said, God, I'm ready to do what you want me to do.
Y también estoy completamente seguro de que Él está en cada uno de los planes que hacemos como iglesia, como congregación.
And I know without a doubt that God is in every single plan that we as a church have made because we have seen His hand move.
Amén.
Amen.
Dios les bendiga.
May God bless you. Amén. Thank you, Eury. One of the really cool things that happened during the pandemic is because of all these needs, I saw Eury, a doctor, go to these homes. Yes, you had to have a mask and all that. You go to these homes, though, put himself in danger to take food, take medicine to the people that really don't have it. And as they took the food and took the medicine, they would preach the gospel. They didn't do it in the name of the church. They didn't do it in the name of Eastern Dominican Christian Mission. They simply said, by the way, this is in the name of Jesus Christ. That's who we work for. Because God can reach anybody, anywhere. God can reach anybody to reach, God can use anybody to reach somebody anywhere. And God is using Eury and his team of doctors and nurses as they reach these people and take them food, the basics, they're reaching them for Jesus Christ. Well, about a month ago, the Dominican Republic got hit with a hurricane. Right before Florida got hit, right before our friends over here, New International, that live in Fort Myers, by the way, right before they got hit, we got hit with Hurricane Fiona. Opened up a lot of opportunities for our ministry to step in and to be the hands and feet of Jesus outside the church walls. I want to introduce you to our newest pastor, just started a brand new church in February, and he's going to share a little bit about this with you. Would you welcome to the stage Pastor Jordani Castillo?
Gracias, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Bueno, luego de la pandemia, cuando pensábamos que todo iba a estar bien.
So after the COVID-19 pandemic, we thought, okay, everything's going to get back to normal, everything's okay.
Nuestra fe como cristianos en República Dominicana fue probada otra vez.
Our Christian faith was tested once again in the Dominican Republic.
Lo que parecía ser una simple tormenta se convirtió en algo horrible.
And what happened was this small storm that was supposed to go by ended up doing something horrible.
Y vimos como muchos de nuestros hermanos perdieron todo lo que tenían.
And what we saw is a lot of our church members and brothers and sisters in Christ lose everything they had.
Vimos techos salir volando.
We saw roofs and ceilings, roofs of houses just flying down the street.
Casas completas destruidas y personas que no tenían absolutamente nada.
Houses that are just completely destroyed and people lost every single thing they had.
Y uno de estos ejemplos pasó con una de nuestras hermanas en la iglesia de Higüey.
And this is one example of this is one of our sisters in the church of Higüey.
Nuestra hermana Zuleika estaba dentro de su casa en mitad de la tormenta cuando de repente su techo salió volando.
Zuleika, an adult woman, was inside her home with a tin roof, and inside her home during the storm when all the rain's coming in, when all of a sudden her roof, the entire roof, just went up and flew down the streets.
Y ella no tenía más opción que quedarse ahí sentada en una esquina de su cama, sin techo, bajo la lluvia, a mitad de la noche, porque si se iba, los ladrones iban a entrar y iban a sacar todo lo que ella tenía en su casa.
She didn't have much of an option other than to sit on one corner of her bed the entire night with the rain coming down and the rain filling up to her knees. She didn't have much of an option. She had to stay in her house that night, all night, so that the thieves in the street wouldn't come into her home and steal everything else she had.
De igual manera, un hermano en la iglesia de la Romana tenía todo un río de agua de la inundación de afuera de la calle, entrando y atravesando toda su casa.
There's another man in one of our churches in the city of La Romana, and he actually, as the rains came down, the rains that were going down the street ended up coming all the way through his house and has a river going through his house. No sé si tenemos el video, no, pero...
Yeah, I think
we're good. Do we have that video? Just curious. Here's the video of the water coming through... Oh, that's what that noise was a second ago. I didn't realize that. It scared me. This is Wandy's living room. That's his house.
De ahí pueden ver como toda el agua atravesaba su casa desde el frente hasta salir por la parte de atrás.
You can see all the water came through the front door. They just opened the back door to kind of let the water go out the back door.
Minutos más tarde, su techo también salió volando.
A little bit after this, his roof just went flying down the road as well.
Y él estaba ahí adentro con sus niños.
And he was there, as you saw, one of his children was actually holding a board there.
Así que nuestros líderes, nosotros como pastores, salimos a mitad de la tormenta y comenzamos a rescatar y ayudar a todos nuestros hermanos.
And so we as preachers there, we had to get in our cars and in the middle of the storm, go over to his house and help pull them out of the home and pull many members out of their homes to help save their lives.
Y a través de esta situación, nosotros los líderes, la misión y nuestros pastores, pudimos convertirnos en las manos y los pies de Dios. En ese momento.
And through this storm, through these situations, we were able to go and literally be the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ at a time when people really needed us.
Y vimos el desastre, pero también vimos el amor de Dios reflejarse en líderes como nuestro hermano Eury, que en su casa tomó de su comida y comenzó a cocinarla para aquellos que él sabía que le iban a necesitar.
In the middle of a disaster, we were able to see the love of God in people like my brother Eury here, who started cooking food in his home and taking food to those who didn't have electricity and didn't have any food.
De igual manera, nos sorprendió bastante que no solamente Eury, sino la gente de nuestra iglesia tomó de lo poco que tenía y comenzó a cocinar y a repartir con sus hermanos que lo necesitaban.
One of the cool things was it wasn't just Eury making food, like one of our leaders making food. We began to see church members, people of Bajo Record, people that don't have a whole lot, taking what they had and giving it to people that had absolutely nothing. Sounds like the book of Acts, doesn't it?
Luego pudimos comenzar a reconstruir todas estas casas.
So then we started beginning, so the last couple weeks we've started to rebuild some of these houses.
Iglesias que también fueron destruidas.
One of our Haitian churches, just the whole thing went down the river, so we've started rebuilding the Haitian church.
Pudimos llevar comidas, montones de comida a esas personas que lo estaban necesitando.
We've continued to take tons and tons of food to all the people that needed the food.
Y en ese momento pudimos ver una vez más la mano de Dios obrar.
And over the last couple weeks, we've been able to see the hand of God moving in these people's lives, and they're so thankful that God is with them.
A través de gente normal como yo, como Eury y como nuestros hermanos en la fe.
We've seen the hand of God working in normal people like myself and like Eury being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Dios le bendiga.
May God bless you. Amen. And that's what the Great Commission is. It's a commission to be witnesses for Jesus. Times are not always going to be great. They're not always going to be easy. We have pandemics. We have storms. It doesn't diminish the mission of Jesus. He calls us to make disciples and to be his witnesses at all times. And when these things happen in the Dominican Republic, when they happen here, it's a great time for us as Christians to be able to stand up and say, you know what? God still loves you. God still cares. And the last man I want to introduce you to this morning is Pastor Juan Diaz. Juan is the lead pastor of our church in Higüey. It's a city. And Juan gets to work with a lot of different people. He has the most thriving church in our ministry right now, a very loving church that's making disciples and baptizing people all the time. Would you please welcome to the stage Pastor Juan Diaz.
Dios te bendiga, iglesia.
May God bless you. You have to say amen. I'm sorry. When somebody says, que Dios le bendiga, say amen. Try it again. De nuevo.
Que Dios te bendiga, iglesia. Amen. Que Dios te bendiga más.
One more time.
Eso.
Eso.
Qué bendición poder estar aquí.
It's such a blessing to be here with you this morning.
Como decía el hermano Ryan, yo soy el pastor Juan Díaz.
I'm Pastor Juan Díaz.
Pastor principal de la iglesia Cuerpo de Cristo en la ciudad de Higüey.
Lead pastor of Higüey Christian Church in a city called Higüey.
Pero esta vez quiero hacer algo y necesito de tu ayuda.
But right now I want to do something and I need your help.
Ponte de pie.
Would you please stand up with us? If you're able
Por
to stand,
favor.
Would you please stand up with us?
Eso es. Haga esto conmigo.
Would you do this with me? Hands like this.
Ahora.
Now like this.
Esto es un abrazo que le manda la iglesia Cuerpo de Cristo de la ciudad de Higüey de la República Dominicana.
This is a big hug from the Higüey Christian Church to Parkside Christian Church right there. Big hug for you this morning. Would you please have a seat? I told you he was a very loving man, didn't I? I said it already. Tú eres un hombre muy amoroso.
Gloria a Jesús. Mis amados, el año 2020 hasta esta fecha ha sido un año para muchos de angustia, de dolor, de tristeza, de pruebas.
Really, the last 2 years since the year 2020, it's been a time for many people of tests and frustration and really hard times.
Pero todo va a aparecer del punto de vista que tú lo ves.
But it all depends on your point of view.
Para algunos que han tenido situaciones, entienden que están viviendo un tiempo de crisis.
For a lot of people, we understand we've been living in a time of crisis.
Para los cristianos, para los hijos de Dios, nunca estamos en crisis.
But for Christians, I want you to understand that we're never in crisis.
Es diferente, estamos en Cristo.
It's different because we're in Christ.
Y si estamos en Cristo, nada nos faltará.
And if we're in Christ, you're never going to be lacking anything.
Porque es una promesa suya.
Because that is a promise of God.
Ahora bien.
Now, let's listen.
Ahora bien. Quiero que sepan, mis amados,
I want you to know this morning
de que en este tiempo,
that in this time
hemos vivido de todo.
A lot of different things have been changing and moving.
Pero la verdad es,
but the truth is
de que hemos visto la mano de Dios obrar de una manera impresionante.
That we have in the last 2 years watched and seen the hand of God moving in a marvelous way.
En el capítulo 28 del libro de Mateo,
in Matthew chapter 28,
del versículo 18 al 20 dice,
18 to 20, 21, right there, it says,
toda potestad me es dada en los cielos y en la tierra.
It says that all authority in heaven and earth has been given, talking about Jesus.
Por tanto, id y hacer discípulos.
So Jesus tells the disciples, go and make disciples.
Y enséñales todo lo que les he enseñado.
And teach them everything I have taught you.
Y bautícenlo en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu
Santo. And baptize
Santo.
Them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Y hay algo especial en eso.
And there's something special in this.
El Señor termina aquella oración diciendo, y yo estaré con ustedes todos los días hasta el fin.
And after Jesus gives this commission to his disciples, he finishes it with something beautiful. He says, and I will be with you to the very end of the age.
Pero es evidente que conforme a lo que dice las Sagradas Escrituras,
but it's evident from this scripture,
hay un mandato de Dios para tu vida.
That there is a command for your life as a Christian.
Él dice que no nos dejará solo en ningún momento.
As he says, he's never going to leave you alone in any moment.
Porque él quiere que tú seas hoy.
So what does he want you to do today?
Sus manos.
Your hands.
Sus pies.
Your feet.
Su ojo.
His eyes.
Y su boca.
And his mouth.
Ahora bien, hay una misión que cumplir.
Now there is a mission that we have to accomplish.
Pero también la Biblia habla de una gran comisión en la que tú y yo estamos incluidos.
And the Bible talks in this passage about the great commission for Christians.
La gran pregunta es,
and the big question today is,
¿esa misión tiene una iglesia?
Does the mission of God have a church?
¿En esa misión yo he asumido mi compromiso?
In this mission of God, have I entered it as a Christian, and am I committed to it?
Porque el Señor nos está llamando a ser comisionado.
Because God has commissioned us to this great commission.
Para llevar las buenas nuevas de salvación.
To take the good news of Jesus to the world.
Para llevar una palabra de aliento.
To take
una palabra de esperanza.
A word of hope.
Un abrazo.
A hug.
A las personas que sufren.
To the people that are suffering.
Hay muchas familias que sufren en este tiempo.
There's a lot of people and families suffering in this time.
Ahora necesitamos entender.
What we need to understand.
Que nosotros fuimos llamados en este tiempo.
That we have been called in this time.
Con un propósito.
With the purpose.
Y vuelvo y hago la pregunta.
And now I have another question.
Esa misión tiene una iglesia.
And I'm going to go back to the question. Does this church have a mission?
¿Formo parte yo de esa misión?
Am I a part of the mission of Jesus?
¿Formo parte yo de esa comisión?
Have I been, as a Christian, am I doing my part to fulfill the Great Commission?
Mi amado, si aún todavía tú no formas parte de esto,
brothers and sisters, if you as Christians, if you still have yet to be a part of this commission,
a que forme, que te ponga manos a la obra.
I'm encouraging that today is the day that you put your hands to work.
No hay tiempo para perder.
There's no time to lose.
Tú eres el mensajero de Dios en este tiempo.
As Christians, we're the messengers
tú eres la
of Jesus.
Mano, la boca, y
you're
los
the
pies
hands
del
and
Señor.
The mouth and the feet of Jesus Christ here on earth.
Y necesitamos
and we need
estar con el que sufre.
We have to be with those who are
y
suffering.
Estar con el que llora.
And we have to be with those who are crying.
Abrazarlo junto.
We have to hug them
y decirle,
and tell them
el Señor está contigo.
That God is with you.
Tú no estás solo.
You're not alone.
Porque aquí están los siervos del Señor.
Because here are the servants of Jesus.
Para servirte en el, en
to
el tiempo
serve
de necesidad.
You right here in your time of need.
Yo te invito.
I invite you.
A que forme parte de esa gran comisión.
To form part of the great commission of Jesus
que
Christ.
Que haga realidad.
To make a reality.
Esa misión que el Señor
the
nos
mission
ha
of Jesus Christ here on earth.
Que Dios te bendiga.
May God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Juan. Amen. Jesus gathered his disciples there in Acts chapter 1. And he says, hey, I want you to go be my witnesses right here, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And in Matthew 28, he's talking about the great commission of going and making disciples. And as a Christian, if you're here today as a Christian, that is our mission. That's one of our missions. But you see, Jesus gives us a purpose and he gives us a mission, but he gives us power to fulfill the purpose and accomplish our mission. He said, I'm going to give you power when I send the Holy Spirit. I'm not sending you alone. You don't have to go to Cincinnati alone and save them all. No, no, no. God, I'm going to do it through you. The Holy Spirit lives in you as a Christian and he gives you power to be a witness for Jesus. And Juan is right. We have the great commission of Jesus Christ. The question today is not, does the church have a mission? The question is, does his mission have a church? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing, brothers and sisters? Are we doing enough? God is not calling superheroes to be his witnesses. If you read the book of Acts, as I said earlier, you go through the whole book, they're not superheroes. They're ordinary people like me. Ordinary people like Ewdy, Jordani, Juan, ordinary people like Matt that are just willing to serve Jesus. Willing to answer that question, God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? And then God does what only God can do. And you'll see the evidence of God in your life. Brothers and sisters, God can use anybody to reach somebody anywhere. The challenge for us as Christians is to live a life on mission. To live a life on mission. And what I promise you right now at EDCM, at Eastern Dominican Christian Mission, that is what we try to do. We fail. We're not perfect. But we are trying to live on mission. Even during COVID, even during a hurricane, we're trying to live on mission. The question is, how's Parkside doing? Is Parkside living on mission? Because if not, today is the day you need to start living on mission. Today is the day, as you leave here today, you ask God, God, what do you want me to do? Who do I need to talk to tomorrow at work? The person in the cubicle next to me? The person in the truck next to me? Who do I need to talk to about Jesus? How can I live on mission for Jesus? As Juan said, there's no time to lose. Today is the day, brothers and sisters, we go out of here. We begin to get our lives on mission for Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you this morning. Father, we thank you. I thank you, Father, for filling this place with people, but I thank you for filling it with your presence. God, we know you're here. We thank you for being here. We thank you for the mission, Father, for the purpose, the mission that you've given us. And we thank you, God, that you're the one that actually fulfills that mission. Lord, help us to go out of here, each and every one of us, Father, help us to go out of here and get our lives on mission for you. God, we love you. We thank you so much for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who we live and who we do all of this for. We pray all of this in his name. And all God's people said, amen. Que Dios le bendiga.
Thanks for listening. You can stay connected with us throughout the week by following Parkside on social media. To learn more, visit parksidechristian.com.